There. Say, let's go down to Chickasola Town and meet the Johnson family and their friends. I know you'll like the change of pace, and I hope you'll like the fun. Before we take the trip, let's stop off a moment here. And now let's rattle along on the Chickasola choo-choo. We cross wide fields, corn, cotton, tobacco, and then the tiny southern village of Chickasola. Papa Johnson and his friend Pee-wee Ambrose are talking over a deal in Pee-wee's room over the livery stable.
And I know this, Miss Johnson, that a lot of money can be made if we want to do this.
Now, give me the whole detail again there, Miss Pee-wee, so I can get it through my head. You see, that's the trouble with these deals. I got so many deals clicking away and clogging away in my head that I had to hear it 2-3 times, you know, before I get the thing. So slap me with it 1 more time, Miss Pee-wee.
Well, it's very simple, Miss Johnson. The whole idea of the deal is this. We open up a place where people can bring things that they got to sell. And we only charge them 5% for selling them. Now, that means that we can display the people's stuff, whatever it is, and the public can pay whatever the stuff is worth, and the people that got something to sell can get something for it. The way it is now, somebody got something to sell, unless they can find some individual where to buy it, they can't get nothing for it. Take it downtown, they won't give you nothing.
That is right.
And, of course, well, you know yourself, it's pretty hard to find somebody that'll buy something for halfway decent price.
Yeah.
But if you could put that on display somewhere where folks could see it, the public would pay a pretty good price for it, and that means when somebody got something to sell, that they could bring it there, and if somebody that got something to sell could get something halfway right and fair and square, and whoever buy it get a good deal, too, you see, because they get it cheap, And that's the way I think that the thing would work, and I think it'd be a big business.
Miss Pee-wee, you has got something there. You sure is got something. We advertise in the radio and everything that this place is a place called, what are we going to call this kind of business?
Place it and sell it.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds good. That sounds like a good idea. Place it and sell it. Ain't no work to it either, is it?
No, sir. All we got to do is find a big place and rent it or something, and let everybody know that they can bring this stuff there and put it on display, and folks will bring this stuff there and put it on display, and all we got to do is sell it. And they collect the money and then give them the money for it, and they give us 5% for selling it.
Boy, you have really got yourself a... You know what we do? We need somebody, though, with a little money to kind of help us with this thing.
Well, we could stand a little bit of capital, Miss Johnson, to pay the first month's rent or something like that.
Yeah. Let me see now. Let me see. Now, hold your horses. I got it. The lawyer Philpott. I'll get over there right now. We have a talk with him, Miss Pee-wee. Come on, you go with me. He is always ready to make an extra buck or a dollar or something. Come on, boy.
Well, it didn't take Papa Johnson and Pee-wee Ambrose long to explain their plan to the lawyer Philpott. And it didn't take the lawyer Philpott long to turn thumbs down in no uncertain terms.
Johnson, I am sick and tired of these fly-by-night, nincompoop, unbased foundation plans of yours. This is absolutely the most foolhardy, silly thing I have ever heard in all of my life. You are trying to revise the whole idea of merchandising, something that merchants have been getting by with and doing for the last 20,000 years. Now get out of this office and don't bother me.
Well, I didn't want to upset you.
Johnson, I am busy. I haven't had too much work in this law office, you know that. And I'm awfully busy. I've got a big job to do.
What you got to do?
I have to notarize this paper. Now, beat it.
Come on, Miss Pee-wee.
Now, so long, lawyer. In fact, you're just the same. Never mind.
Come on, let's go.
From the lawyer Philpotts' office, Papa Johnson headed for the office of the Professor Potash.
Oh, Mr. Johnson, it's the most wonderful scheme that I've ever heard in all of my born days. This is a way to bring the buyer and the seller together without the middleman. And he the one that caused all the trouble and raised all the prices and all that.
Right.
The buyer and the seller. If somebody got something to sell, they bring it down there and put it on display, and the buyer come along and he buy it. There ain't no middleman in there. The only thing in there is that 5%. Let's raise that to 10.
Oh, no. Now, you do that, first thing you know, it'll be 20, and then you'll be a middleman.
Oh. Well, that's right.
The way I was explaining it to Mr. Johnson, I said to Mr. Johnson today,
Miss Pee-wee, let me and the professor work the thing out. We don't need you telling us what to do.
Well, Miss Johnson, it was my idea in the first place.
It don't make no difference who idea it was in the first place. It's a businessman's idea. Therefore, two businessmen ought to thrash the thing out and work out the way to do the thing.
You is taking my idea right away from me.
I ain't doing no such a thing, Miss Pee-wee. We is going to cut you in at a third of this thing. Every time we make $100, you're going to get $3. Now, don't worry about it. And the professor, he going to get half of it, and I going to get half of it. And we going to work the thing together in such a way that everybody get an equal share of the thing. Right, Professor?
Oh, you couldn't be no more righter than you is, boy. You is right all the way through. I mean, even when you left, you was right with this. I mean, you ain't going to get left, though, because this is the biggest idea I done ever heard. I don't know how in the world that you ever funk up a thing like this, Miss Johnson.
I don't either. It just come to me overnight.
Miss Johnson, I the one that thunk it up, and I told you about it.
I said it come to me overnight, didn't I? Didn't you tell me about it last night? We talked about it today?
Yeah, sir.
Well, ain't that coming to me overnight?
Yeah, sir.
The details and such as that we can work out later, but what we got to do first off is find ourselves a place where we can rent and exhibit this stuff. Miss Johnson, what did you think about all of... what did you think about the livery stable and the garage and that big old building back there we're about to fall down?
Yeah. That old warehouse. That's the place. That's the place to start this thing. If we get that warehouse, we can fill it up with stuff.
But that warehouse, Miss Johnson, about to fall down now, and you come here putting too much stuff in there, and the whole building gonna fall down. And I don't know anything any more mixed up or worse off than a whole building full of stuff done fall down, everything matched up together. Especially if all the stuff belonged to somebody else and they done trust it to Al Care to sell it for them.
Mr. Pee-wee, there ain't nothing wrong with the warehouse. All we got to do is put some 2x4s under something and get some stones, you know, and some field rock and such as that and brace it here and there And that thing will hold 100,000 pounds, maybe 200,000. You can't tell. We could brace the thing so it'd be safe for me to walk upstairs in the place, even. Now, come on. We are wasting time. Let's get the business started.
Well, as you can see, Papa Johnson is headed for another one of those things. I hope you'll follow him along. It may just be fun for you, too. I know it's fun for me to bring you the Johnson family. And also, it's fun when I ask you to pause for this. Thank you so much. This is Jimmy Scribner, hoping you'll be with us at this same time tomorrow. Until then, goodbye, everybody.